reading from Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 16. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds its fulfillment in the kingdom of God. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. This is a very special Holy Week, and so I've chosen those verses out of Luke 22 to set the stage for a unique program, as I've picked out four different songs that'll take us through this Holy Week, beginning with Maundy Thursday, a song titled Gethsemane by Keith and Kristen Getty, followed by The Old Rugged Cross by Ernie Ford. And then you'll hear a brief couple-minute devotional by Billy Graham about Easter, and then Calvary Came Through by the Franklins, and The Greatest Story Ever Told by For Him. So on this Testimony Tuesday, we're going to allow the music, the lyrics, and the words of Billy Graham to prepare our hearts for this special week, with Maundy Thursday coming up, Good Friday at the end of the week, and then as we look forward to Resurrection Sunday, oh, I have a number of great God-honoring Easter music that I think will bless you. So I hope you get to tune in and benefit by the great music during this season. I don't know if you had a chance to tune in yesterday, but I had our three new interns in the studio, Evan Unzicker and John and Claire McDaniel. Their ages run from about 15 to 18. And then Tim Nelson was in, a broadcaster from Minnesota, that we're really praying up and think God is calling him to take on a very strategic and special role with this radio ministry. So more to say in the coming days. But let's get grounded through today's broadcast with some great music, and Keith and Kristen Getty will lead us off with Gethsemane, followed by Ernie Ford singing The Old Rugged Cross.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. To see the King of Heaven fall in anguish to his knees, the light and hope of all the world now overwhelmed with grief. What nameless horrors must he see to cry out in the garden, oh, take this cup away from me, yet not my will but yours, yet not my will but yours. To know each friend will fall away and heaven's voice be still, for hell to have its vengeful day upon Golgotha. No words describe the Savior's plight, to be by God forsaken, till wrath and love are satisfied, and every sin is paid, and every sin is paid. This wretched place, what kept him on this his wrong. His love for Adam's cursed race, for every broken soul. No sin too slight to overlook, no crime too great to carry. All made golden this poison cup, and yet he drank it all. The Savior drank it all.
That was The Old Rugged Cross by Ernie Ford. Some of you may be very familiar with his voice from years past, and most of you youngsters have maybe never heard of Ernie Ford, but he was a great saint that used his voice to God's glory on many an occasion. And then we heard from Keith and Kristen Getty before that singing Gethsemane. Well, here's Billy Graham, and I found this on the internet. It's about a 2 minute or so thoughts about Easter, stating the fact that he's alive, Jesus Christ is alive, and I'll have two great songs to validate and to celebrate that truth. Calvary Came Through by the Franklins, and The Greatest Story Ever Told by For Him. Here's the Reverend Billy Graham, who now is in the very presence of the Lord.
You know, they only brought three charges against him to crucify. One, they said, this man loves sinners. The second, he healed on the Sabbath day. And the third, he claimed to be the Son of God. And then look at the death he died. Did ever a man die like Jesus? The lightning flashed and the thunder roared and the earth began to shake. I first took long leather thongs with steel pellets or lead pellets on the end and beat him across the back until he could hardly stand up. Then they put a crown of thorns on his brow and his face was bleeding. And he dragged and lifted and hauled that cross. And then, on the cross, he said, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And then he dropped his head and said, "It's finished." Yes, they laid him away in a tomb. And when they went out to the tomb that morning, they heard the greatest news the world has ever known. He is not here. He is risen. He's alive. He is not here. Death could not hold him. He has conquered the grave. That's the greatest news the world has ever heard. He's a living Savior. He's alive.
The cross was gone. great story of kingdoms and empires and prophets of old, of heroes and martyrs who died for the cause. And through every chapter, the story was told of redemption and love, sometimes written in red, headed right to the heart of every woman and man.
Truly it is the greatest story ever told. The Lord Jesus Christ, He reigns, He's alive, and He will return, and He desires all of us to know Him in a personal way. So thank you, God, for sending Jesus to forgive us of our sins so that we can have a relationship with you throughout all eternity. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Hear the bells ringing, they're singing that you can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing Christ is risen from the dead. The angels upon the tombstone said he is risen, just as he said. Quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead.
He is no longer dead.
Joy to the world, he is risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Just as he said, quickly now, go tell his disciples, Jesus Christ is no longer dead.
No longer dead.
No longer dead. Joy to the Lord.
He's risen, risen, risen.